We've got a little bit of a surprise for you here tonight from Raleigh. Chapel Hill leads Cardinal Gibbons 26-18. It's a big, big surprise here at the half as Chapel Hill looks to pull off what would be an upset that would be felt all throughout the conference, throughout Orange County, Wake County, Durham County, Granville County, you name it, and Chatham County as well, because Northwood factors into this as well, even though the Chargers have two conference losses now. Chapel Hill isn't playing for a conference championship. They're playing for the playoffs. Cardinal Gibbons is trying to keep its hopes alive for a Big 8 conference championship and seeding purposes as well coming up here in the upcoming 3A and 3AA state tournaments. Hartford Zirkle is alongside, and Hartford, you're going to bring the stats to us here, and what do you see tonight? First of all, we'll start with Cardinal Gibbons.
Yeah, Jeff, one thing we're really seeing with this Cardinal Gibbons offense is a little bit of sloppy play so far in this first half. We have Sean Stankavage throwing two interceptions, but he's still gone for 77 yards passing, as well as 83 yards on the ground for a combined 160 yards of total offense for Stankavage. He's still getting the ball down the field, just not exactly the points that they want to, these Gibbons Crusaders want to match with the Chapel Hill Tigers. On the other side of the ball, we have Grant DeSelm running for 11 yards in this first half, along with Ricky McDowell, who's really been a true running back in this game. He has gone for 72 yards on 11 carries and has really been the surprise player of this game, along with Brandon Wendell, who's only had 8 yards of rushing, but he's been very efficient as he's had 2 touchdowns as well. And on passing the ball for the Tigers, we have Grant DeSelm, who's gone for 70 yards, completed 8 out of his 14 passes for 2 touchdowns. Grant's done a really good job out here tonight controlling the tempo, and this Chapel Hill offense is looking to pull off a major upset. Receiving for the Tigers, we have Brandon Wendell with 6 receptions for 37 yards with a touchdown, along with Aaron Hirsch, who has 33 yards along with 1 touchdown as well. You know, Hirsch had that one big fumble play that weeded to a touchdown for the Gibbons Crusaders, but he came back the next drive and made up for it with his own very own touchdown. With offense, we have Chapel Hill with 14 first downs, and they've possessed the ball for 15 minutes and 2 seconds, so we'll definitely keep an eye out on the possession time for the rest of this game. On the other side of the ball, we have the Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders with only 9 first downs and 10 minutes and 52 seconds. Obviously, we've got a little bit of a difference there with the possession time leading in the way of Chapel Hill, so we'll really make sure to see if the Tigers can continue to possess this ball. Cardinal Gibbons has one penalty for 15 yards, and Chapel Hill has 0. That one penalty, though, was a humongous penalty, which led to a Chapel Hill touchdown. I think it was an offsides on a Cardinal Gibbons defender, so that was a big play that ultimately resulted in a Chapel Hill touchdown. So we'll really keep an eye on that, and I'll keep you updated on the stats. Back to you, Jeff.
All right, Hartford, we thank you very much for that. Just some interesting stats there, looking at a Chapel Hill 87 yards rushing compared to Cardinal Gibbons 132. Chapel Hill with 70 passing yards, Cardinal Gibbons with 77, but it's not who makes the biggest plays in the game, it's who makes the most mistakes, and that's what it's come down to here as we start off the second half here in just a moment, as Chapel Hill will have the football first to begin the second half. Remember, they deferred the selection to start the second half, and that's a big reason why Chapel Hill has an 8-point lead. It is 26-18. Chapel Hill with the lead on Cardinal Gibbons. We'll do a timeout, come back, we'll bring you some scores. Hartford will have some scores from around the area in just a moment. Here you're listening to High School Football on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown! What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion.
Feeder inbounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico?
So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance.
While he pulls down the ball with the other hand.
That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico Auto Insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Chapel Hill with the lead here against Cardinal Gibbons. It's been another night where Chapel Hill has come up full of fight. Great effort by Brandon Wendell, Grant DeSelm, Ricky McDowell, all sorts of Chapel Hill players have come up big in this one. And right now they lead Cardinal Gibbons 26-18. And we're going to get some scores here in just a moment from Hartford Zirkle. I want to remind you that next week we'll be back here on high school football on WCHL and ChapelHillBurl.com. We'll have two more games coming up here, and they'll both have playoff implications. And, of course, one of those games will be Cardinal Gibbons at Orange. That will be in Hillsboro. And what a contest that's going to be between the Panthers and the Crusaders, as Orange tonight going up. And we'll see. But the Panthers, they're going up against Oxford Webb tonight over in Granville County. That's one that the Panthers stand to win after Oxford Webb lost to Cedar Ridge last week in Hillsboro. And Hartford, you've got some scores for us here.
Yeah, Jeff, some scores around the state. At halftime, East Chapel Hill Wildcats are up on the Person Rockets 13-7, as well as over in Durham County, the Southern Durham Spartans are up on the Cedar Ridge Rev Wolves 46-10. So we'll definitely look, keep a score on that one. We'll see if the Spartans show any mercy or if they just keep on scoring. At that pace, they could potentially have over 100. That is a very explosive offense with quarterback Kendall Hinton, who's potentially being looked at by Duke University, and Maurice Trow, a wide receiver who will be heading just across the street from where we are at Cardinal Gibbons, NC State. He's a highly sought-after receiver, and he should be a great player over here for the Wolfpack right across the street. We'll keep you updated on scores around the conference, but as of right now, that is all we have. Back to you, Jeff.
Well, it'd be most interesting to see what happens here in these other games that are going on across the area. Next week, of course, we've got lots more to talk about. Chapel Hill plays Northwood, and then the Tigers wrap up the year with Cedar Ridge, if I'm not mistaken. We'll get a firm grasp on that coming up later on as well, as far as what scheduling is concerned. And got big games coming up all over the place. Orange, that combo that they finish up with next week against Cardinal Gibbons, that will be their final home game, and of course the game against Southern Durham, which will likely determine the Big 8 Conference Championship. A couple of huge games for the Panthers, and just some big games all the way around. This is why high school football is so special this time of year. We're going to do a two-minute timeout, get ready to come back here for the start of the second half. Chapel Hill with an 8-point lead. We'll see if the Tigers can hold on to this advantage against Cardinal Gibbons. Chapel Hill 26, Cardinal Gibbons 18, and you're listening to high school football on WCHL.
Hello, this is Kit Pillow of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again. Carolina football season, and nobody gets more excited about Carolina football than I do.
Sammy, football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, although once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I suppose in your mind that counts.
And if you wanted to continue down that road, inspections are like first downs and lenders are like referees.
Yada, yada, and closing is like the end zone. I thought we agreed to never actually compare real estate to sports. Why are you saying these things?
Well, we do generally deal with two parties with totally opposing agendas, like two teams. The buyer wants to pay as little as possible and the seller wants as much as they can get.
Yes, but our goal would generally be thought of as a tie. Both parties get what they want and no one looks for that in a football game.
I do get that, Sam. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead.
Kit, that is so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty. Buying or selling, why would you call anyone else?
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Chapel Hill will take the opening kickoff. And aside from a few players taking a bathroom break, Tigers never left the field of play here. They've stayed out in the cold. Temperatures at around 37 degrees. They're expecting freeze overnight all throughout the Triangle area. And the fans that have braved the elements have come out with blankets and toboggans and lots of sweaters. Jeff Hamlin, Hartford Zirkel here with you tonight above the press box at Cardinal Gibbons High School. A lot of students still out tailgating, in fact. They've stepped out of the stadium completely for halftime, and they might be well advised to come back in if they care about the well-being of their team. Because right now, Cardinal Gibbons and their hopes of claiming one of the top spots in the upcoming 3A or 3AA playoffs is very much in question. Chapel Hill's just trying to get to the postseason. And if they win here tonight, and then win one of their two remaining games, they should make the playoffs. Of course, that won't be easy, but getting five wins will make your life a lot easier in terms of trying to make the playoffs. Chapel Hill made it last year. Got to the second round after beating Fayetteville Bird. Lost to Northeast Guilford, though, in the second round. They got shut out in that one, in fact, 41-0. And that was the last time they got shut out until last week when the Panthers blanked the Tigers 6-0. Here, the Tigers wasted no time in scoring tonight, scoring on their second drive after an interception by Brandon Nickerson, and that led to a touchdown, the first of three on the night by Brandon Wendell would score from 1 yard out, and then on the very next play from scrimmage, Cardinal Gibbons quarterback Sean Stankavage threw an interception picked off by Daniel Govert. And then after that, Chapel Hill would score a 7 yard touchdown pass. Grant DeSalle with a shovel pass once again to Brandon Wendell. The extra point this time was good, the previous one by Connor Albrecht was blocked. The second one was good, and that made Chapel Hill take a 10-point lead at 13-3. And Chapel Hill came up with another goal line stand defensively on the ensuing Cardinal Gibbons drive. As Gibbons drove the ball, they had it first and goal from the 4-yard line of Chapel Hill, but they didn't score. The goal line stand by Chapel Hill gave the Tigers the ball back at its own 2. But then two plays later, Aaron Hirsch fumbled the football at the Crusader 15-yard line. It was scooped up by Dante DiMaggio, who ran it in from 16 yards out. And that put Cardinal Gibbons back in the contest. They had life once again, but then Chapel Hill would wind up scoring two more touchdowns. One came on a touchdown pass, Grant DeSelm throwing to Aaron Hirsch, and then a fumble on the ensuing kickoff led to another touchdown, as it was Brandon Wendell scoring once again from 1 yard out after he nearly scored on the previous play on a swing pass. So Chapel Hill gave up the last touchdown. Crusaders wound up scoring off that one, as it was Chris Gorman recovering a fumble in the end zone on a fourth down play, as Stankavage fumbled the ball at about the 5 yard line, and Gorman, if he didn't dive on it when he did, chances are the ball would have crossed over the end line and Chapel Hill would have at the very least a 16 point lead. Instead, Gibbons wound up getting the ball in the end zone on the fumble recovery, and then in the ensuing try for two, the ball went over the quarterback's head. Stankavage made the ad-lib of ad-libs, throwing to the very back of the end zone where it was caught by Brandon Loy for two, and a half that featured one momentum play after another by Chapel Hill ended with the Tigers having only an 8-point lead. If you watch the first half, you really would believe that Chapel Hill should be up 15 points or so. But instead, it is a 8-point lead. Cardinal Gibbons will kick off to the Tigers, and really the story in this second half is going to be how well can Chapel Hill run the football if they can preserve the lead. Loy will kick it off for Cardinal Gibbons. It's an onside kick. The ball is loose on the field, and Chapel Hill dove on it, and then the ball loose once again after it looked like that a Tiger had it initially. It looked like that Isaiah Farrington covered up the ball, and then Austin Rainey got over there and made sure that the ball would stay with the Tigers. After it was briefly not free, Rainey took a good shot and then recovered after he briefly coughed it up. David Smith, who is a hard hitter from the secondary, comes over to make the hit, but Rainey recovered the onside kick, and Chapel Hill will take it at its own 40-yard line now. First and 10 coming up here for the Tigers. They're moving right to left, and they're up by 8 points here. DeSelm from the pistol with a play-action fake. Looks to go long for Hirsch. Can't get him open. Flag is down. DeSelm's got plenty of room to the 40-yard line of Cardinal Gibbons. This play would have worked for 20 yards, but it looks like it's coming back. It was the side judge who threw the flag. The flag was at the 38. It's going to be a hold against the Tigers. And if this flag is marked off from where the penalty is enforced, it's going to be first and 22, as the flag was thrown at the 38-yard line. And, of course, we remind you in high school football, the flag is always enforced from the spot of the foul, not from the line of scrimmage, at least holding penalties are. So first and 22 now for the Tigers. Ball back to the 28-yard line, nullifying what would have been a 20-yard gain for DeSelm, which would have actually put him over the 50-yard mark rushing on the night. So first and 22 now. Chapel Hill's dug themselves a hole to start the half after that holding penalty. Here's DeSelm. Back to throw. Looks. He steps up. Throws. Pass nearly intercepted. Wendell was the intended receiver. It could have easily been a pick six, though, for Gibbons. As number 40 on the play, Chris Kazarian rushed up on the ball and did not bite on the fake by DeSelm one bit. So second and 22. Deuces are wild here as the Tigers come out with four wide receivers, the standard run-and-shoot formation from the old Houston Oilers in the early 90s. The one back is Ricky McDowell. And now DeSelm from the shotgun, looks to throw, takes off with it once again, over the 30, past the 35, and that's where the pursuit cracks down on there, as DeSelm angles to the far end of the field, tackled just shy of the original line of scrimmage at about the 38-yard line. Once again, it was Kazarian coming over on the tackle. So now it's going to be third down and 12 after the 10-yard pickup by DeSelm. The grandstand to the nearest side is nowhere near full, quite the opposite of where it was at this time 3 weeks ago when Cardinal Gibbons played Cedar Ridge in what was a total rout. In this game, which is considerably closer, the stands are almost half full, which is a real surprise. All right, third down and 12 now. DeSelm takes his time, sends McDowell in motion. Now meeting pressure, DeSelm, play fake. He'll throw on the run, deep down the field, well over the head of his intended receiver. Perhaps a mix-up between the receiver, Austin Rainey, and DeSelm. Perhaps Grant was thinking Rainey was going to take off down the field on a go pattern. Rainey held up well shy of that. Regardless, it's a three and out forced here by the Cardinal Gibbons defense, which is exactly what they need. Only the second three and out they have forced in this game. So it'll be fourth down, fourth and 12. Chapel Hill will punt the ball away. And Brandon Loy, no, it's going to be Chris Gorman back to return it, but Gorman will let it roll inside the 35-yard line and down at the 32. The punt that time by Grant DeSelm, who's also the punter for this Tiger team. And now Cardinal Gibbons will come out down 8 with 10:41 remaining. Remember, this is a team that's not used to league losses. They won 22 in a row in league play. They never lost to Chapel Hill in the Carolina 6 Conference, the league that these two teams shared before the Big 8 started this season. Here's the handoff. It's Offnick up the middle, past the 35-yard line, dodges a Tiger, and Peyton Offnick is ahead to the 39-yard line for a gain of 7. So Offnick getting the start tonight at running back in place of David Smith. Smith did not play on offense last week for Cardinal Gibbons in their victory over Northern Vance. Offnick has been the man, even though Smith has certainly made his presence felt defensively tonight. Second down and 4 now, and it'll be Offnick again, reading the ball, takes the ball up the middle, and he's got the first down, tripped up as he fights over the 42 and streaks ahead to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made from behind by 62 Hudson Price, but it'll be a first down here for Cardinal Gibbons. A much more methodical approach by the Crusaders in this game, as they're controlling the line of scrimmage, at least they have over the last few minutes here running the football. Now, Stankavage will run the option. Offnick nearly fumbled the pitch. He manages to gather the ball in and just dive forward, but he still lost a yard on the play. Nice pursuit by the Tigers from 66, Neil Duncan. Also getting there from behind was Jeremy Peck, the former running back who actually ran for 100 yards in Chapel Hill season opener against Riverside. We have not seen Jeremy, though, tonight offensively. Loss of 1, so it's 2nd and 11. Stankavage again, the option, short side. It goes to Offnick, past the 45 and no more. Peck got in there to make the stop. And Kobe Fisher managed to factor in on the tackle as well. The gain is good for, we'll call it 2 yards to the 44, so it's 3rd and 9 now. Big third down play, and this is usually when we've seen Stankavage call his own number and scramble for his first down. Play fake here by Stankavage. Looks to throw deep, set deep down the middle. Well overthrown, intended for DiMaggio. And it's incomplete. So now it's 4th down, and what will Gibbons do here? Punt unit has not gone out as of yet. Brandon Loy is the punter. Could they be thinking about going for this on 4th and long in their own territory? That's what they're lining up to do here. Play clock starts. Now Stankavage goes deep back a little further than usual. This is going to be a quick kick here. Chapel Hill was lining up for this, and the Tigers let the ball bounce inside the 25-yard line. So Chapel Hill forces a punt, and the ball is down at the 25 of the Tigers. Clock stop now with 8:46 remaining, and Chapel Hill leads this game 26-18. It was once 26-10, but Gibbons had the final touchdown of the first half when Chris Gorman recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown, a fumble that was forced by Chapel Hill. Stankavage looked like his arm was just about coming forward. It was a 3rd and goal play, but of course no instant replay here in high school football. If there had been a challenge, chances are that could have been an incompletion. And once again, The hard count by Grant DeSelm forces a Crusader to jump offside, and this is going to be 5 yards against Cardinal Gibbons. That works earlier in the game for Chapel Hill for a first down that led to a touchdown, as Hartford Zirkel mentioned at halftime. 5 more yards here will make it 1st and 5 from the 30. Coming to the near side will be Aaron Hirsch, who caught the touchdown pass from DeSelm earlier. Running to the right, McDowell tries to find some open room, and McDowell, who already has a career high in rushing in this game, grinds ahead for about 4 yards, just shy of the first down. Markup will come at the 34 of Chapel Hill, and it'll be 2nd down and 1. The next score in this game is going to be huge. It will establish momentum, and Chapel Hill has already done so much for its confidence in this game. Austin Turner, along with Aaron Hirsch, to the near side. Handoff, McDowell tries to get the first down, but he's held up the line of scrimmage, and I don't think he got it. He didn't. Ricky McDowell, the sophomore tailback, going at 5'10", 150, was held up by number 72 on the play, Drew Whitley. Also getting in there, 45, Richard Scourin. So it'll be 3rd down and 1. And on situations like this, you have to believe that Chapel Hill is looking number 40's way. Brandon Wendell has been a force in short yardage situations tonight, whether it be on shovel passes or on standard draw plays. Wendell is in there right now as a fullback, but Chapel Hill running this play from the pistol. And he'll go to McDowell, who runs to the right. He's got the first down, paid the price for it, but he got the first down. I'll give you 3 guesses who made the hard hit on the play. If you said David Smith, you get a gold star. But McDowell needed only about 2 feet and got a full yard out of it. So that'll be enough to move the chains. And this game, which was wide open because of turnovers, has now turned into your standard line of scrimmage battle, one that you would think Cardinal Gibbons would win if it turns into a war of attrition. But Chapel Hill's got a lot of heart. Out of the pistol, it's DeSelm making a break for it over the 40, past the 45. Grant DeSelm is close to a first down as he fades into the Chapel Hill sideline. It'll depend on the mark as to whether or not he'll get a new set of downs. This mark will put him at the 44. He'll be about 2 yards shy. Grant DeSelm has matched Stan Cavage tonight in terms of getting yardage on the ground when receivers can't get open. The difference between the two is that DeSelm has not made major mistakes in the game. 2nd down and 2 now. Once again, DeSelm from the pistol. McDowell right behind him as the running back. He'll throw. Will DeSelm goes deep down the field, and the pass is caught inside the 30 down at the 26. It looked like Austin Rainey got in there to make the grab. He did. What a catch by Rainey, who had DiMaggio draped all over him. What a grab by Rainey. He had to shield his body in front of DiMaggio to get the ball. That was more the receiver making the play that time. Austin Rainey with a superb play. And a first down for Chapel Hill now at the Crusader 26. A big toss by DeSelm, but really it was more of a catch by Rainey. Now McDowell breaks out to the left with some running room. Flag comes in late. McDowell would have had 4 if this play stood, but the umpire threw the flag, and you know what that means. Well, wait a minute here. The umpire repositioned the flag. Let's see if it's going to be a hold. It is. Chapel Hill called for a hold. What's interesting about this penalty, though, is that it comes right at the spot where McDowell was tackled, which was 4 yards down the field. Clock is stopped. 6:43 remaining third quarter. Chapel Hill leads by 8, and this has been another one of those grinding drives by the Tigers. It's taken plenty of time off the clock. What's rule number 1 in stopping a spread offense? The answer, keeping it off the field. And that's what Chapel Hill has done for the most part. Aside from a gift touchdown that the Tigers threw the Crusaders' way, they have played superbly in this game. Tight end is Sean Dawson, who will line up to the right side. out of the pistol setup. This is first and 16 for Chapel Hill at the 32. Now screen pass set up. Pass is caught. It's Hirsch over the 30-yard line, and Hirsch cuts to the middle of the field, crosses the original line of scrimmage, and he fights to the 23-yard line. So a 10-yard pickup for Aaron Hirsch on his second grab of the second half. And that's enough to make it second down and 7. If Cardinal Gibbons drops this one, there goes the chances to win the Big 8 Conference. Chances are they'll have to play on the road in the first round of the playoffs, regardless of whether it's the 3A or the 3AA state playoff bracket they wind up in. And Chapel Hill is playoff eligible, with two winnable games coming up down the stretch. What an effort by this Tiger team. Second down and 7. The clock still running. DeSelma will throw. Meets pressure again. Looks. Now he chunks it up, and the pass dropped. It was intended for Hirsch, and it was slapped out of his hands by Chris Gorman. So it'll be third down and 7. A field goal could be big here as well. As it stands, it would be a 40-yarder for Albrecht. But Isaac Marsh isn't thinking about that right now. And earlier on, we saw Chapel Hill well within field goal range in a fourth and short situation, and they went for it. McDowell will be the lone back in the backfield again. Once again, three wide receivers, one wide out to the near side. That's Austin Rainey. And here's DeSelm looking, going to gun it to the near side of the field. Pass tipped away, intended for Sean Dawson. Fine play that time by number 6. Jackson O'Korn, who leads the team in interceptions with 6. O'Korn also a return man, and now Chapel Hill is going to send Albrecht down on the field. This will be a 40-yard attempt, no angle this time, as the ball will be positioned right in the middle of the field. Big field goal attempt here for Chapel Hill. DeSelm will be the holder. With 5:25 remaining, Chapel Hill trying to take an 11-point lead. A 40-yard attempt here by Albrecht. Snap, spot. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Big field goal that time by Albrecht. Connor Albrecht, the junior kicker, boots through a 40-yarder with about 5 yards to spare. And with 5:19 remaining, Chapel Hill doesn't get 6 points, but they do make this a two-possession game. It's now the Tigers 29 and Cardinal Gibbons 18. And you're listening to Chapelboro.com and high school football on WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
A 9-play, 51-yard drive for Chapel Hill. And it was a precious one, as it results in a 40-yard field goal by Connor Albrecht. Connor was warming up out here about an hour before kickoff, and he was making kicks from 40, 45 yards, and that one worked for him. Now a sky kick will be taken by an up-back at the 30-yard line of Cardinal Gibbons. This is Gorman, and he just gets to the 33-yard line. So Chris Gorman, who fell on the loose football for the last Gibbons touchdown, gets 3 yards on this return. And now the Crusader offense will come out, and they have their work cut out for them. We mentioned that if this turns into a war of attrition, Gibbons will have the big advantage because they have a roster that's nearly double the size of Chapel Hill. But the players that are out there for the Tigers have done a tremendous job tonight. You can't say enough. Peyton Offnick, the back behind quarterback Sean Stankavich, who will throw on first down, meeting pressure from behind, throws down the field, passes caught by Dante DiMaggio at midfield. And just like that, an 18-yard pickup has Gibbons in business, as he was forced out of bounds, was DiMaggio, by Jamond Obi. The markup right at the 50 at the right hash mark. And Gibbons looks to go on the march now as they're moving left to right with 5:08 remaining in the third quarter, down by 11 to a heavy underdog in Chapel Hill. Offnick with a handoff, running around left end, looking for a corner. Now a flag comes down late. Offnick sprints past the 45. Head official threw the flag. And it's going to be a hold called against Gibbons. So the ball will go back now to Crusader Real Estate to the 40-yard line. Chapel Hill overcame one holding penalty on its previous drive to get the field goal, though a holding penalty really killed that drive in and of itself. Gibbons draws a lot of comparisons to Southern Durham in the fact that they both play a lot of players, they have fast skill players, and they both run the spread. But the difference really between the two teams is the fact that Gibbons can't have as many explosion plays, and they don't get as many explosion plays as Southern Durham does. We saw Southern convert a third, or rather a fourth and goal from the 38 last week for a touchdown. It's a good thing they did. If they didn't, they would have lost that game. This is going to be a first and 23 situation. Here's the pass, and the ball is caught by DiMaggio. Throw by Stankavage from the right hash mark. And DiMaggio nearly got the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. Turns into a gain of 10, so it's going to be second at 13 now as the clock continues to run with 4:38 remaining in the third quarter. DiMaggio, the leading receiver on the night for Cardinal Gibbons. He also has a defensive touchdown as he recovered the fumble that resulted in the first touchdown of the night for the Crusaders. And right away, Stankavage managed to pull it back. That was a great Houdini trick there as he faked the handoff to David Smith, who was in for the first time tonight as a running back. Stankavage now trading words with one of the Tigers. The ball wound up at the Chapel Hill 43, and Stankavage is really upset, having to be restrained by several of his players. Smith was hit, though, on that ball fake, and Isaac Marsh has come out on the field now trying to calm his team down. It's going to be a third down play here and a big one. Third down and three. Stankavage shouts out the plays. Four wide receivers from the spread setup. Smith is back in as the running back now. Play action fake. Here's Stankavage throwing the slant. Pass is caught by DiMaggio inside the 30. Breaks the tackle past the 20-yard line. Breaks across the field over the 15. And Dante DiMaggio to the 14-yard line. But we have a flag down. Thrown by the umpire. Cardinal Gibbons is saying it's going to be against Chapel Hill. And a personal foul face mask is called against the Tigers. And that will tack on more yardage to a play that wound up at the Tiger 14-yard line. They'll tack on the penalty, which will make it half the distance to the goal line, and that will put the ball at the 7-yard line of Chapel Hill. And that's good news and bad news for this Cardinal Gibbons team. Good news is they get it closer to the goal line. The bad news is they've had two drives tonight stall out in this area, and really they were lucky it wasn't three. They did wind up scoring, but it came on a fumble that wound up going into the end zone and was fallen on by Chris Gorman. So it will be first and goal after the face mask penalty. Offnick in the backfield. Stankavage from the right hash mark takes the shotgun snap. Guns it to the near side. Pass is tipped away from DiMaggio. Incomplete. That was nearly picked off by Jeremy Peck, who bit on the route just in a nick of time. And if Peck had gotten there just a second sooner, we might have been talking pick six. Instead, it'll be second down with 3:15 remaining in the third quarter. Chapel Hill up 11. Stankavage runs the option. Pitch out. It's Offnick to the five. Peyton Offnick is into the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown Crusaders as Peyton Offnick scores his sixth touchdown of the year. No man who had 98 yards rushing against Webb earlier this year scores this time from 7 yards out to make it a five-point game, and chances are the Crusaders will go for two here. So after goal line stand by Chapel Hill, the Crusaders come up with a touchdown. Now the Crusaders line up like they're going to go for two, and they will here. Here is Stankavage facing pressure, rumbling to the near side, now breaks to the far end of the field, looking to throw, going to keep it himself, and he'll get in for two. It was a wild and woolly trip, but Stankavage got the two-point play. Another wild two-point conversion by Cardinal Gibbons that could have easily resulted in a tackle for loss, but instead, it is Stankavage weaving his way into the end zone. And Cardinal Gibbons now trails by only three. It is Chapel Hill 29, Cardinal Gibbons 26, and you're listening to high school football on 97.9 WCHL.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Cardinal Gibbons showed why they are a poised unit on that drive, overcoming a holding penalty. Six plays, 67 yards, and it ends in a 7-yard touchdown run off the option pitch. Stankavage tossing it over to Peyton Offnick, who scores on the run, and then the two-point run by Stankavage makes it a three-point game. Quite a night here in North Raleigh. Kickoff by Brandon Loy will be fielded and dropped at the 5. Now recovered by a Tiger. This is McDowell at the 10 over the 15, and he's to the 20-yard line and lucky to get back there. Keep in mind, Chapel Hill lost its top skill player in Darius Allen 2 weeks ago against Northern Vans after the Tigers bolted out to a 21-0 lead. The Tigers got one more touchdown in the two quarters of that game and then had to hold on for dear life after they not only lost Darius Allen, but also lost their second string tailback in that contest as well. Now the Tigers up by three, trying to hold on against Cardinal Gibbons. Swing pass to the far end. Pass is caught, but unable to break out of the backfield. Now he's able to break out. This is Hirsch, and he's got a world of daylight ahead past the 30. Now the 35 to the 40 to the 45, and he's walloped at the midfield. Great hit by David Smith. By the way, you gave up 29 yards. Got a flag down back at the 33. What a play by Hirsch, because in all rights, that should have been a tackle for loss. Now we have a flag down at about the 34, which was about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Let's see what we have here. Block in the back called against Chapel Hill. And so that punishing hit by Hirsch, or on Hirsch by David Smith, winds up costing Chapel Hill a little bit, but Hirsch got up just fine. In essence, it's going to be first and 10 all over again. Don't you love it when guys come up and dance after giving up 15, 20 yards down the field because they just made a good hit on a guy? Isn't that wonderful? Guess they momentarily forget about the object of football, huh? All right, it's going to be first and 9 for Chapel Hill after this block in the back penalty. Penalties to start drives here. Last two drives have hurt the Tigers. A touchdown, or rather a 20-yard run by Grant DeSelm, called that because of a holding penalty. That play would have worked for 27. Instead, it's back to the 23. And it's first down and 9. Here's DeSelm. Breaking the pocket once again with room to run over the 25. He's to the 30, and he'll just disappear into the sidelines to the near side of the field at about the 30-yard line for a gain of 7. So second and 2 coming up with 2:22 remaining in the third quarter. Chapel Hill leads by 3. Cardinal Gibbons scored the field goal to start this contest. That was the last time they led. And it looked like after Chapel Hill went 3 and out on its initial drive that this would be a long night for the Tigers. And really, after the events of last week and that grueling game against Orange, who could blame them? But this team's got a lot of fight. Second and short. Here's the handoff. And McDowell will pick up the first down, tumbling ahead to the 33. So they'll move the chains with 2:18 remaining. This is a Tiger team that has made the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years. If they lose this game, that streak will be very much in question. If they win this one, they will be playoff eligible. 5 wins will practically get them in, will just about assuredly get them in. Right now, 57 3A teams from across the state have 4 wins. Here's the short pass. Wendell caught it, but it stopped after getting barely across the line of scrimmage to the 34-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 1. Good pursuit made by Chris Gorman on the play. Stopping up Wendell, who has 3 touchdowns on the night. Minute 40 remaining in the third quarter. Coming to the near side, it will be Austin Turner and Aaron Hirsch. Far end, Sean Dawson. Grant DeSelm, once again from the pistol formation on 2nd down and 9. Looks to throw, taking the snap, can't find any room to run. Now he's got some throws over the middle, and it went through the hands of his intended receiver, who I think was Aaron Hirsch, although Wendell was in the neighborhood as well. That ball was zipped over both their heads, and it'll be 3rd down. The pass rush has started to come on now for Cardinal Gibbons. Although Gibbons has plenty of players, they don't have a lot of girth. This is not a beefy team, which was one of the reasons why they wound up losing to Southern Durham. Also, big reason was because they didn't have the quickness to stop Southern Durham's playmakers. But then again, who does? Maybe at Hillside, but that's about all. 3rd down and 9 now. DeSelm goes deep down the field looking for Dawson. Pass is tipped and it's caught by Dawson at the 33. Dawson tipped it to himself and he hauled it in. Number 14 was defending on the play, but a great play by Sean Dawson to make the grab at the Crusader 33-yard line with 1:07 remaining. Another big play, and that's 2 that Sean Dawson has made here in this quarter, almost at that very spot on the field. Trips to the near side now. DeSelm lines up out of the pistol. Wendell in as the fullback. They'll throw a screen for Hirsch to the 30-yard line. Aaron Hirsch is past the 25, and he's walloped there. So Aaron Hirsch picks up another 8 yards on the play. That's where Kazarian tackled him. Put the ball to the 25-yard line. We'll make it 2nd and 2. Chapel Hill will line up quickly, trying to change the pace of the game now, but we have flags to kill the play. So much for changing the pace, as we have a false start called against the Tigers. Chapel Hill wanted to run an option, but the whistles killed the play. Ball back to the 30 will be 2nd down and 7. Looks like Chapel Hill, unless this is an incomplete pass coming up, will run one more play here in this quarter. The beef of this Chapel Hill front has done a whale of a job. Can't say enough about the job that Hudson Price, the sophomore center, has done. This is a young football team. Isaac Marsh has said all year long, he feels like they're about a year away, but they've progressed very nicely. Here's the pass to Selma with the pump fake. Now he holds up, takes off with it. Crusader got in there trying to strip the ball away from behind, but DeSelm held on to it all the way, and he wound up getting 3 yards back to the 27-yard line, and that will wrap up the third quarter. So when we come back, it will be 3rd and 5 coming up for Chapel Hill, and the Tigers hold a 3-point lead. Chapel Hill 29, Cardinal Gibbons 26, and you're listening to High School Football on 97.9 WCHL.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints.
You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Third down and five as we start the fourth quarter. Chapel Hill with the football at the Cardinal Gibbons 27-yard line. Sean Dawson will line up wide to the left end of the field here as Chapel Hill in a big third down situation. And here's DeSalle. Play action fake. Will throw for Dawson, who just kept running down the field and never saw the ball coming. It'll be fourth down. Unforced error there. Looks like the Tigers are just going to line up and go for it. Field goal attempt would be 44 yards. Isaac Marsh doesn't want to take that big an opportunity. Really wouldn't do much for the team anyway. Three-point Chapel Hill lead. They're looking to extend it. Fourth and five right here. DeSalle will send Wendell in motion. Now DeSalle goes under center to take the snap. Makes a hard count, lines up back. Play clock is at 7. Let's see if the Tigers even run the play. Play clock at 5, 4, 3. They will run it. Here's DeSalle, back the throw. Dumps it over the middle. Pass is caught inside the 10 to the 5-yard line. Aaron Hirsch trying to score, and he's grounded at the 3. Another huge grab by Aaron Hirsch. He has made so many of those tonight. And this one brings the Tigers to the doorstep. Ball at the 3-yard line. A great catch by Aaron Hirsch. And Grant DeSalle delivered it right on the money. And the Tigers now with the ball at the Cardinal Gibbons 4-yard line. That's where the markup comes. Ricky McDowell is in the backfield as the lone back. 3 wideouts to the near side of the field. Hand off McDowell. Big hole right up the gut. Turns, touchdown. Did he get in? Well, they held up the hands. Now they say he didn't get in. It's going to be at the goal line where they hold up the progress, they say, so it's second down. Far end official started to hold up both his arms, and then he quickly put them down. Looked like McDowell had the touchdown. It'll be second down and 1 from the 1. Second and goal. DeSalle, despite the ball being close to the end line, will still line up in the pistol. Handoff, McDowell runs to the right. Touchdown, Chapel Hill. It is the first varsity touchdown for Ricky McDowell. And it's a huge one as it puts Chapel Hill up by 9. It is now a 2-possession game with 10:50 remaining. And now the extra point coming up. Albrecht will try it. Connor Albrecht with the hold down, and the kick is up, and it's good. Grant DeSalle laid down the hole perfectly, and Chapel Hill getting the 1-yard touchdown run from Ricky McDowell. And just like that, the Tigers put together another solid drive. 2 big catches, one by Sean Dawson to put the Tigers inside Crusade territory, and then on the 4th and goal play, it was Aaron Hirsch once again making a huge grab, and Hartford Zirkel, keeping our stats here tonight, has Aaron Hirsch down now for a grand total of 5 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown, but it feels like almost all of his catches have come on third down situations or on scoring plays. In fact, the scoring play for Chapel Hill, in which Hirsch grabbed the touchdown pass, was a third down. That came in the second quarter in the midst of Cardinal Gibbons making 3 turnovers and Chapel Hill turning all of them into touchdowns. And that has set up what stands to be a real upset here tonight. If Chapel Hill can hold on to a 10-point lead with 10:50 remaining in regulation. The touchdown run by Ricky McDowell has put Chapel Hill up by 9, and then the extra point by Albrecht. Now Albrecht with a short kickoff. It is angled far end, and it was loose for a moment where Chapel Hill could have recovered. Chris Gorman was forced to field that. He wanted to let it go out of bounds, but it was getting too close for comfort. and Gorman had no choice but to field it and run out of bounds at the 24. That was a great kickoff by Albrecht there. That ball had eyes as it stayed in bounds, and Gorman, having to field it where he did, cost Gibbons about 11 yards. And Chapel Hill will take every inch they can right now. Stankavich comes out with his team down 10. And here's the handoff, tie up in the backfield, and drop for a loss on the play is Peyton Offnick. He is taken down inside the 20-yard line. That play had no chance as Chapel Hill's pursuit was unrelenting. Hudson Price comes over with Neil Duncan on the stop. And it will be second down now and 14, lost back to the 20. Stankavich again from the shotgun. He'll roll out to the far side of the field, look to go long with it, deep down the field for Gorman, but it's overthrown and incomplete. Gorman had about two steps on the safety, the pressure coming in from Jeremy Peck would have kept him from the ball, which was a good 4 yards over his head anyway. So now it's third down and 14, and Gibbons is in a hole. Is it four down territory here for the Crusaders? Down 10 at home with 10:15 remaining. Stankavich with five wide receivers now. Drops back, looks to throw, can't find anyone open, makes a break for it over the 25, over the 30, he's got the first down. As he rumbles past the 35 over the 38-yard line, Stankavich did it all on his own right there because no one could get free and the pursuit was closing in quick. It took number 22, Jamon Obi, to make the tackle. But it's a first down for Gibbons, and they needed that in the worst way. They got 17 out of it on a third and 15 play. Here's a play action fake. Stankavich keeps it. He'll dump it deep down the middle, and the pass is caught by DiMaggio at the 30. He's past the 25 over the 20. DiMaggio will score. Touchdown, Cardinal Gibbons. A 61-yard strike. Gibbons needed a big play, and they finally get it. As Sean Stankavich throws the touchdown pass to Dante DiMaggio, who scores for the second time tonight. That's his fifth receiving touchdown of the year, and counting defensive scores, it's his sixth. Cardinal Gibbons will line up Brandon Lloyd. They're going to line up the same formation tonight in which they've gone for two, but now they'll bring the offensive line to the ball as Brandon Loy will try the extra point now. Loy has missed only one all year. Snap, spot, the kick, up, Loy managed to get it through the right upright. And so Cardinal Gibbons goes from a third and 15 situation to a 61-yard touchdown strike as Stankavich throws to Dante DiMaggio, and it's a three-point game. Chapel Hill 36, Cardinal Gibbons 33, and you're listening to High School Football on WCHL.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%, and the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Just for a moment, you could feel that maybe Chapel Hill had this win within its grasp, but it's not going to come easy at all. Because Sean Stankavich did a fantastic job of keeping this team alive. Running for first down on a third and 15 play, and then the beautiful pass to the man that's his backup quarterback, Dante DiMaggio. It was actually Stankavich and DiMaggio up until last year competing for the starting job, and DiMaggio, late in blowouts, will see time as a quarterback. He's actually thrown for a touchdown this year, but DiMaggio scored the touchdown here on the receiving end to make this a game again. It's a three-point game, 9:42 remaining. Brandon Loy will run an onside kick now, and Chapel Hill dives on it at the 46. So Cardinal Gibbons not electing to play for field position here, going with an onside, something they tried on the opening kickoff of the second half, and Chapel Hill, which has been adept at moving the ball all night long, will gladly take the ball at its own 46-yard line. So DeSelm comes back at quarterback. Grant on the night has thrown for 173 yards and two touchdowns. And now the draw play. McDowell passed the 45 to the 46, escaped the tackle, and fights ahead to midfield. About 4 yards after contact that time for sophomore tailback Ricky McDowell. As he fights ahead, looked like he was going to be held up at the line of scrimmage, but officially he got 3 yards. So he's to the 49, and it'll be second and seven. You can bet Chapel Hill would love another good long drive here to chew up some clock and score a touchdown. You always want that, but especially in a game like this. Coming off a heartbreaking loss to cross-county rival Orange last week. Second and seven. DeSelm all sorts of time. Throws, and it slips through the hands of Brandon Wendell, and it's incomplete. Wendell was sure-handed. He felt like he was 10 feet tall and bulletproof in the first half. Even though he's 5'10", 180, he scored three touchdowns in the first half and came up big on several third and fourth and short situations. Now it's third down and seven. Chapel Hill faced with adversity here. This win wasn't going to come without adversity if the Tigers can get it. They have to earn it. Three-point lead for the Tigers. They have it at midfield on third down and seven. DeSelm facing pressure now. Runs away. Throws it down the field. Pass is broken up. Kicked in the air. Intercepted at the 37. The ball went off a Crusader's hands, then it went off his shoe, then it was picked off by 45, Richard Scourin, in midair, and he's tackled at the 35. So the pick will give the ball back to Cardinal Gibbons. Scourin on the pick at the 38-yard line. A huge play there. DeSelm threw that up, and really he threw it up for grabs. Probably should have ate that one. He threw it into triple coverage. Stankavich with the pitch out. Offnick on the option. Grabbed immediately and got only a yard. Now a flag comes in late. The option to the short side really hasn't been there all night long for the Crusaders and wasn't any different there. And even after that, it's going to be a penalty called against Cardinal Gibbons for a block in the back. Chapel Hill will accept that to make it second down and appears to be 19 as the flag was thrown a yard in front of the line of scrimmage. 8:41 remaining. That's the second Chapel Hill turnover of the game. The other one came off a fumble by Aaron Hirsch that was returned for a touchdown by Dante DiMaggio, who was a cornerback on defense. So it's going to be first down and 19 now. After the mark off, takes the ball back to the 30-yard line. Actually, it's first and 18 as the yard to gain still 48. Stankavich rolls out to the far end of the field. Looks, going to chuck it long, and the pass is incomplete, intended for DiMaggio. He dove to the Chapel Hill sideline but couldn't come up with it as the coverage was soft on that end of the field, but it was wide of DiMaggio's outstretched hand. So it's second down and 18. The Tiger front has been tremendous tonight. Really, they've taken away a lot of the running in short yardage situations that Gibbons has tried to do. Any running has come from Stankavich. Offnick has had his chances. He did score in a 7-yard option run in the third quarter. Stankavich back to throw here, meets pressure from behind, looks, and now he's going to make a break for it to the 35 and steps out of bounds, crossing the original line of scrimmage, and he got about a yard more. So it'll be third and nine coming up here, and you have to think it's four down territory perhaps for Cardinal Gibbons. Well, maybe I shouldn't be too quick to say that. Although they do have a gambling streak due to the Crusaders. Earl Gill is in the game as a wideout, along with Brandon Loy to the near side. Stankavich comes away from the sidelines with the play call. Offnick is in the backfield to his right as the lone back from the shotgun on third down and nine now. Stankavich will roll to the right side. Chunks it down the field, and it's overthrown for DiMaggio. Ball was high, and it's going to be fourth down. Now, Stankavich usually stays in the game in situations like this for a punt We saw a quick kick earlier in the half from Cardinal Gibbons, and let's see if that's what they opt for here on 4th and 9 from their own 39-yard line. Chapel Hill up by 3. It's 36-33. Stankavage lining up like they're going to go for this here. Now he takes a few steps back, and he is going to go with a rugby kick here if it's going to be a kick. No, he's going to keep it. Stankavage runs to the near side, trying to find some room. He's over the 40, past the 45. He's got the first down. Barrels over a player, past the 45, over the 40. Stankavage to the 30, gets a big block, past the 20, to the 15, and he's taken down at the 10. Sean Stankavage rolled to the far side as Gibbons was going for that all the way. Chapel Hill didn't know whether to play that as a rugby punt or if Stankavage was going to run. It turned into a Stankavage run. And he took it all the way down to the Chapel Hill 10-yard line. It works for 50 yards. A huge, huge play by Stankavage that puts him over 100 yards rushing on the night, and Cardinal Gibbons calls timeout. What a turn of events, and Sean Stankavage has turned this place on its ear. An electrifying run, and we talked about the lack of explosion plays by Cardinal Gibbons tonight, but we've seen two big ones that has potentially save their chances for winning the Big 8 Conference. But first they have to punch this one in. They're still down 3, and there's a long way to go, as Chapel Hill has shown a lot of fight. That was some play by Stankavage as he was rumbling all the way. He could have been stopped in the backfield and actually dropped for a loss. You'll never know how close Chapel Hill came to actually stopping him shy of the first down once he crossed the line of scrimmage, but it was a tremendous play by Stankavage, who got a great block once again by Dante DiMaggio, and it appeared another one came from Earl Gill. And Stankavage finally was stopped at the 10-yard line. Cardinal Gibbons cannot get a first down without scoring. This is a first and goal situation. The ball is at the 10-yard line. Stankavage will send DiMaggio out to the far end of the field, along with Gill. Near sideline, it's Brandon Loy. Peyton Offnick will be in the backfield with Stankavage on first down and goal now. Can the Tiger defense come up big again? Stankavage runs it to the near side. Going to run, going to throw toward the end zone. Pass is caught by Gorman. Touchdown, Cardinal Gibbons. Chris Gorman, the leading receiver on the Crusaders team, scores the touchdown. That's his fourth of the year. And Cardinal Gibbons leads now by 3 at 39-36. Two straight touchdowns by the Crusaders after they trail by 10 with 10:50 remaining. They have scored two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Now the Pickett Fitz play on the extra point, but Gibbons would be foolish to go for two here, and they won't, as Loy will line up for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick up by Brandon Loy, right through the uprights, and now it's Chapel Hill that will have to provide the comeback act, as they are now down by 4. It's Cardinal Gibbons 40 and Chapel Hill 36. And you're listening on High School Football on WCHL.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
It's been a great game here tonight at Cardinal Gibbons, and Sean Stankavage has been as good as anyone on the field. There are some great quarterbacks in this Big 8 Conference. That's part of the reason why this league is so good. And Sean Stankavage is putting on a show here tonight. He now has 164 yards rushing to go along with 195 yards passing. He is the leading passer and rusher in this game. He is accounted now for 359 yards total offense. And make no mistake, if Cardinal Gibbons didn't have him in there, this team would crumble. We saw that actually last year in the playoffs. So the Crusaders up by four. Brandon Loy with a kickoff that goes into the end zone for the first touchback of the night. And now Chapel Hill, if they're going to mount a comeback here, will have to start at its own 20 to do it. Last year, in fact, Sean Stankiewicz broke his leg in Cardinal Gibbons' opening round playoff game, obviously ending his season. Dante DiMaggio got the start in the ensuing playoff game here in Raleigh, and it was one that the Crusaders came up short in. That tells you all you need to know about how Sean Stankiewicz is so valuable to this Crusader team. Now Grant DeSelm, who's been almost as good tonight for Chapel Hill, under center on first down. Handoff, Brandon Wendell grinds ahead for 3 yards. So after a spectacular run, it is 3 yards, and I was going to say a cloud of dust, but since we're playing on field turf, it's 3 yards and a burnt knee. It'll be second down and 7 after Brandon Wendell gets 3 yards. Isaac Marsh could be opting for a time-consuming drive, hoping that his offense can cross the goal line, leaving Cardinal Gibbons with little time to score. End off. McDowell has room past the secondary, over the 35, past the 40, and McDowell's got a first down. Fantastic run by the sophomore as he picks up 19 running off tackle to the right side. And Ricky McDowell is getting close to a 100-yard night in his own right, and only his second varsity start. Can't say enough about the job Ricky McDowell has done at tailback. First down now for Chapel Hill at their own 42. In motion goes McDowell, and he'll keep it, but he immediately runs into pressure, and he's dropped for a 4-yard loss. Nice job in shutting down the edge that time, as it was John Rabin along with Earl Gill coming over on the stop for a 3-yard loss. It'll be second and 13. Most of the time, Chapel Hill, in which they've run plays where McDowell has gone in motion, has just had DeSalm keep it on zone reads, but that time McDowell wound up with the ball and he looked surprised to have the ball. So it's second and 13. Ball back to the Tiger 39. DeSalm back to throw, meets pressure again, going to make a break for it over the 40, past the 45, and he steps out of bounds, shy of midfield. So it'll be third down, looking like third and 4 coming up here for Chapel Hill. Clock stop with 3:07 remaining. Chapel Hill has 2 timeouts. Cardinal Gibbons has 3. Third and 4, and you might be looking at 4 down territory for the Tigers here. Sean Dawson will move to the left. To the right, Aaron Hirsch, the slot man. Third down and 4 with the Crusader fans making noise. Pistol set up for Chapel Hill. DeSalm meets a blitz, tosses it over the middle, pass slapped down at the line of scrimmage.
Pass is knocked down by the Crusader defense.
Looked like it was 72 who got his hand in there. That was Drew Whitley. So fourth down. Whitley got his right hand up to bat it away. A pass intended once again for Aaron Hirsch, who I believe was double covered. And sure enough, Chapel Hill will go for it on fourth and 4. This time it will be Austin Turner moving to the left side along with Sean Dawson. Aaron Hirsch to the right. Again, the pistol set up on fourth and 4. This might be the game. DeSalm with a play action fake. Going to run to the far end, meeting pressure from behind. Trying to get away now, throws it down, and the pass is incomplete. Flag is down, late. Thrown where DeSalm was taken down. Let's see what we have here. Is it going to be intentional grounding? Yep, it is. Intentional grounding against the Tigers. And that really hurts because Chapel Hill is going to lose possession of the ball, and Cardinal Gibbons will take it now inside the Chapel Hill 40 with 5:55 remaining. Isaac Marsh comes out on the field to talk to the officials, arguing about the call, saying that Hirsch was in the vicinity of where DeSelm threw the ball. I think he's also saying that DeSelm was out of the pocket and got the ball across the line of scrimmage. And that argument is causing the officials to deliberate about this longer, but now they're marking off the penalty. So it'll be 5 yards from the spot of the foul. The ball winds up at the 37 of Chapel Hill, and that's where Cardinal Gibbons will take over, and they're going to try to put this one away. The Crusaders dug themselves out of a hole in this one, making three turnovers in the first half that all resulted in touchdowns, and Chapel Hill kept the pressure on, but some big plays by Sean Stankavich has led Cardinal Gibbons to take the lead once again at 40-36 with 5:55 remaining. Still a lot of time to go, though. Stankavich with a play-action fake. And here comes the pressure. He's rumbling to the near side. Throws on the run. Pass is caught. Earl Gill at the 20. Taken out of bounds at the 19. A fine run by Stankavich once again, as Connor Corpus managed to come over and force him out of bounds. Corpus recovered a fumble on special teams in the first half that resulted in a touchdown run by Brandon Wendell. But another big gainer here of 19 yards will make it first down and 10 from the 20. Here's the handoff as Opnik running to the right, but the Tiger pursuit clamps down right on him there, and Opnik has to fight hard to work back to the line of scrimmage, and he stacked up for a loss. There was no chance for Peyton Opnik on that play. He was prolonging the agony, just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. The further right he ran, the more ground he lost. Wound up losing 4 on the play. So it's 2nd and 14. Clock running, 5:15 remaining here in regulation. Cardinal Gibbons with a touchdown pass from Sean Stankavich to Chris Gorman, taking the lead. That was a 10-yard strike just moments ago. Crusaders milking the clock with under 5 minutes remaining in regulation. They have it 2nd and 14 now. Here's Stankavich running the option this time to the near side. Now pulls back, looks to run. He's going to keep it himself. Tripped up the 25 and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Stankavich has a way of making every run an adventure. It feels like the Cal Stanford play, when he jukes out there, and there's no telling what can happen. We've seen fumbles tonight go into the end zone, recovered by the offense for touchdowns. We've seen sacks. We've seen balls snapped over his head on two-point conversion attempts that wound up going for two anyway. It's going to be 3rd and 10 here after the 4-yard gain by Stankavich. He ran about 15 yards just to gain 4. DiMaggio goes to the far end along with Gorman and Earl Gill. Opnik in the backfield with Stankavich. Play action fake. Here's Stankavich. Plenty of time to throw. Reverses course. Rumbles up the near sideline. Over the 15. Fights ahead. Dives with a first down. He actually dove when it wasn't necessary. Perhaps the turf monster got him, as Stankavich tripped and he's slow getting up. And this crowd comes to a little bit of a hush. But now Stankavich works himself back up, and he actually fell short of the first down. Fans upset about the spot, but it's going to be 4th down and inches here. It's going to be 4th and 1. So the clock continues to run with 3:23 remaining. And it looks like Gibbons wants to take a timeout here to discuss what they're going to do. A field goal by Brandon Lloyd would be 27 yards, but I have a feeling that the Crusaders just want to go ahead and run and go for it here. So it's going to be 4th down and about 2 feet. As Stankavich's run went for 8 yards, with 3:11 remaining in regulation, on a night where Chapel Hill has fought Cardinal Gibbons all the way, it would be tough for this team to come up short in a game that has been so full of fireworks after last week's defensive struggle against Orange, a game in which no points were scored until the final play from scrimmage. This team, as disappointing as that loss was, you would expect there to be some letdown, because while Chapel Hill did lose, it was against the conference rival, and they're going up against the Cardinal Gibbons team here tonight that really is just as solid as any team in the Big 8. But the Tigers have stayed tough, and even though they've had a rash of injuries on this team, they have managed to fight this Cardinal Gibbons team tooth and nail. So fourth and inches, Gibbons will go for it here, or at least they're going to line up to go for it. Stankavich takes the snap and just follows his line ahead for the first down. He needed only about 2 feet, and he got that and a yard to spare. So first down and goal here. That's going to help Cardinal Gibbons milk the clock even more, which is down to 3:06 remaining. Chapel Hill's going to have to start using timeout. Tigers do have two timeouts remaining with 3:06 remaining. DiMaggio, Gill, Gorman all to the far end of the field. Those are the wideouts. Peyton Offnick in there. Stankavich. Also with Brandon Loy in the game as a wideout to the near end of the field. And here is Stankavich calling his own number to the five, and he'll waltz into the end zone for a touchdown. Sean Stankavich runs it in from 9 yards out, and that will do it. As Chapel Hill now trails by 10. A Tiger team that led by 10 at one point in the quarter now finds themselves down 46-36. 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns for Cardinal Gibbons. What a job this team has done, realizing that really their hopes for winning this conference were fading. They had to work hard to put this Chapel Hill team away. Extra point by Brandon Loy. Snap, spot, kick, up, and it's good. Brandon Loy has missed only one extra point this year. And Cardinal Gibbons leads Chapel Hill 47-36. We'll do a timeout and come back. You're listening to High School Football here on WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
With 10:51 remaining in this game, Chapel Hill was up by 10 points after a 1 yard touchdown run by Ricky McDowell. But then Sean Stankavich led this Cardinal Gibbons team down the field 3 times. And now Cardinal Gibbons leads by 11 at 47-36. 3 consecutive touchdowns for the Crusaders. We told you that if this game turned into a war of attrition, Cardinal Gibbons likely would have it go in its favor, and it's worked out that way tonight. But there's been one man that has stood above the rest, and that's Sean Stankavich. He has come up huge when he's needed to. Brandon Loy puts another ball in the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first down and 10 coming up for Chapel Hill. You look back at how Cardinal Gibbons started this comeback, and you think back to their first drive after McDowell scored the touchdown, and you could feel discomfort in the stadium on a third down and 15 play after Peyton Offnett got tackled for a loss, and then Stankavich threw an incompletion. And then Stankavich made something happen. He had a good long run, and that turned into a series of good long runs that has led Cardinal Gibbons to where they are now. Here's the Selm throwing down the field. The pass was just thrown up for grabs, nearly intercepted, as it was intended for Harrison Young, and it's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. You think about what happens if Stankavage doesn't make that long run. You wonder if Cardinal Gibbons can make this comeback. But Stankavage made that play, and the very next play was a huge 61-yard touchdown pass Stankavage throwing to Dante DiMaggio, and the comeback was on. DeSelm stands back on second and 10 to throw. He looks. He'll go deep down the field looking for Young, and the pass is picked off. It was intercepted that time by David Smith of the 48. And Chapel Hill has simply run out of gas here as Grant DeSelm hung that ball out to dry. We have a flag down as there was a skirmish after the play and a personal foul called against Chapel Hill. That will take the ball back to the 33-yard line of Chapel Hill. And it feels like much of this quarter has been spent now, or at least last 6 minutes or so have been played exclusively in Tiger territory. As the personal foul after the interception by David Smith will take the ball down the field. So, Chapel Hill with a grand effort here tonight to be sure. Actually going to mark this foul up from the spot of the foul instead of where the ball was down, which was at the 48 of Chapel Hill. So it should be at the 33. The official, I think, was confused there, and that's actually going to be the mark off. So first down coming up here for Cardinal Gibbons, and we'll see what they opt to do here with 2:27 remaining. The Crusaders will improve with this victory to 7-2 on the year, but also 4-1 in the conference. The other end of that is two huge games to wrap up the year. Neither one will be easy. Next week against Orange, we'll start it off. And then they have to play Northwood in what could be a very long night. Stankavage, with the run, gets past the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Can you imagine Ty Penix of Northwood and Stankavage of Cardinal Gibbons going at it? It's going to feel like one of those SEC duels where you have a 48-45 game. A.J. McCarron and Johnny Manziel, that would pretty much be the high school equivalent of that. Hartford Circle knows what I'm talking about when I say that, because he's an avid SEC fan, no doubt rooting for Alabama, and was hoping that Kentucky could upset Texas A&M last night, which of course didn't happen. Huh? Mississippi State. Kentucky, Mississippi State. That's right. That's right. Here's the handoff, and Offnick breaks away from a tackle, steps out another one at the 30-yard line. Peyton Offnick fights to the 25 and is forced out of bounds. He's tackled out of bounds, and that results in another flag. Not a good play there by the Tigers, as Offnick was well over the line when the tackle was made. With a minute 32 remaining, that will result in a half the distance to the goal line penalty. You look back during the course of this comeback, though, and it was a series of big plays by Sean Stankavage, and of course, the biggest one turned out to be the fourth down play. When the Crusaders were still down in this contest by 3 points, and Stankavage had the ball, 4th and 5 from his own 40, and they went for it. Stankavage lined up like it was going to be one of those rugby punts, as Cardinal Gibbons will now take some knees to end this game. And as we wrap up this game in the distance, by coincidence or perhaps something else, fireworks go off at the state fairgrounds. The fireworks show begins. You can call that fate, you can call it karma, you can call it what you want, but that's a fitting way to end this contest here. As the fireworks erupting in the background to commemorate another home victory here for Cardinal Gibbons, as they will beat Chapel Hill for the fifth straight year. The final score will be 47-36. Another knee taken by Stankavage. And what was a remarkable game here tonight. A fantastic effort put up by Chapel Hill. But they have come up just short as the turnovers late cost the Tigers. Two interceptions thrown, but Grant Selm did a wonderful job in keeping the Tigers in it and some fantastic plays by Ricky McDowell and Brandon Wendell, who wound up scoring three touchdowns in this contest. There's the last knee, and that's the game. And Cardinal Gibbons, down 10 with 10:51 remaining in this game, comes back and makes big plays when they have to. And they come back to beat Chapel Hill tonight, 47-36, as the fireworks go off in the background. We'll come back for postgame in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football here on WCHL.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Well, these last 2 weeks have been a big reason why Hartford Zirkle and I like doing football games, and because of technical problems at our end, you didn't hear as much from Hartford tonight as we would have liked, but you'll hear from him in just a second. Regardless, this was a lot of fun to watch these two teams battle tonight. Chapel Hill fought with every ounce of courage they had, and I know I say that a lot, but this is a Chapel Hill team that's lost an awful lot during the course of the season. Starting the year without their top running back in Darius Allen, and then losing Allen 2 weeks ago in the Northern Vance game because of a broken hip. And despite that, this team fought Orange last week to practically a scoreless tie in regulation. And here tonight, they were up 10 points on Cardinal Gibbons with 10:51 remaining. But that's when Sean Stankavage worked his magic, and he wound up leading Cardinal Gibbons on three touchdown drives. Two passing touchdowns by Stankavage, one to Dante DiMaggio, the other to Chris Gorman. And then it was Stankavage running in for one himself. And that was enough for Cardinal Gibbons to beat Chapel Hill tonight, 47-36. With the win, Cardinal Gibbons improves to 7-2 on the year. They are 4-1 in the Big 8 Conference. Chapel Hill falls to 3-6 on the year. They are still not playoff eligible. They are 2-3. In the Big 8 Conference. And Hartford Zirkle has a rundown of our stats. Hartford, here you go.
Yeah, Jeff, what a game tonight. So our final score, we have the Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders up 47-36 over the Chapel Hill Tigers. With rushing the ball, we have Sean Stankavich leading the charge for the Crusaders with 188 yards with one touchdown. 50 of those yards came on a 4th and 10 at about midfield for the Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders, and that was really the turning point in this comeback. So, absolutely great performance by Sean Stankavich rushing the ball. Well, then we go over to passing, and he had 224 yards as well, along with two touchdowns. He also threw two interceptions early on in the game, which really jump-started this Tiger team. Really gave them some effort or some motion, and they came out and really started to play well. On the other side of the football, we have Grant DeSalm throwing for two touchdowns, one interception for a gain of 173 yards on the night. Really valiant in the defeat there. Rushing the ball, we have Ricky McDowell, who made his first ever varsity start tonight, went for 105 yards. So absolutely phenomenal start for Ricky McDowell in his high school varsity career. He's only a sophomore, so very bright days ahead for the Tigers with Ricky McDowell holding the football. He went for one touchdown as well. Receiving the ball for the Tigers tonight, Aaron Hirsch was great. He had one touchdown and also 76 yards. He did have one big mistake early in the game, which did lead to a Cardinal Gibbons touchdown where he fumbled the ball after a first down catch, and the Gibbons Crusaders picked it up and ran it back for 6. Really huge moment in this game. With that being said, Hirsch showed a lot of heart throughout the night, really played well. On the other side of receiving, we have Dante DiMaggio really with a humongous game. He had one touchdown for 155 yards. So, really big game for DiMaggio as well. He also had some humongous blocks out there for the Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders. That wraps us up for the statistics. We'll go right back to Jeff Hamlin.
Well, Hartford, why don't you stay on mic here, because I want you to read off this final score here.
Okay, we have a final score. East Chapel Hill beat Person 42-35. So big game, big win for the Wildcats tonight.
That's a huge win right there for the Wildcats. That's only their second win of the year.
Yeah, second win for the Wildcats.
So. And we keep that up, and we got some other scores from around the area as well.
East Chapel Hill has had a little bit of a disappointing season thus far this season, but I think that they're really going to turn it around and make some big playoff run here. Cedar Ridge goes down to Southern Durham 68-10. The Spartans win that game by 58 points. Got to assume Maurice Trow was a big one tonight, the NC State commit wide receiver. He's a fantastic one. If you have not gotten to see him, I would encourage you to go out to Southern Durham one night. South Granville beats Bunn 28-21. Tarboro over Riverside Williamston 48-0. Middle Creek is up on or beat Athens Drive 56-21 as well.
And what else we got? Panther Creek leads Apex, and looks like that's pretty much it there.
That's about what we have for tonight's scores. Oh, we have Weesville Road without, of course, Braxton Berrios, the University of Miami commit. He's a wide receiver. Weesville has been without him the last 5 weeks, and they won tonight's game 21-19 over Wake Forest. That about concludes our score update for tonight. Here is Jeff Hamlin.
Okay. Appreciate Hartford doing everything he can. He sat up here in the cold here tonight, just keeping stats, and did a fantastic job with that, as just taking a look at various things here from the stat sheet. 19 first downs for Cardinal Gibbons. Chapel Hill had 21, but of course it was the big plays toward the end that really paved the way for the Tigers to fall here tonight. Got to congratulate East Chapel Hill, though. That ends a long losing streak for them, and that's one that they really needed, beating Person tonight. So that's a great win for the Wildcats, and congratulations to them getting their second win of the year. Going to do a timeout. Final score here tonight as the fireworks continue to go off. That's one long celebration they're having at the State Fair tonight. 47-36, the final score. Cardinal Gibbons beats Chapel Hill. We'll do a two-minute timeout, come back, and wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Football here on WCHL.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hello, this is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season, and nobody gets more excited about Carolina football than I do.
Sammy, football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, although once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I suppose in your mind that counts.
And if you wanted to continue down that road, inspections are like first downs and lenders are like referees.
Yada, yada. And closing is like the end zone. I thought we agreed to never actually compare real estate to sports. Why are you saying these things?
Well, we do generally deal with two parties with totally opposing agendas, like two teams. The buyer wants to pay as little as possible and the seller wants as much as they can get.
Yes, but our goal would generally be thought of as a tie. Both parties get what they want and no one looks for that in a football game.
I do get that, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead.
Kit, that is so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty. Buying or selling, why would you call anyone else?
Great game here tonight as the crowd begins to head on to the parking lot. Two teams just came off the field. Both coaches had a lot to say to their teams after this contest. Isaac Marsh had a lot of supportive things, you can bet, to say to his Chapel Hill Tiger team as they led Cardinal Gibbons by 10 with 10 minutes and change remaining in this one. But Cardinal Gibbons scored on three of its last four possessions. Its last possession, they just took knees to run out the clock. And the Crusaders come away with a 47-36 victory. I'm Jeff Hamlin here with Hartford Zirkle from North Raleigh. Wrapping up the stats here tonight, Sean Stankavage was the reason why Cardinal Gibbons came away with this win. 188 yards rushing for the quarterback of the Crusaders. He rushed for a touchdown, but what really paved the way for the win, the two touchdowns he threw, what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown, went to Chris Gorman, but then a huge 61-yard score that he threw to Dante DiMaggio, which wound up leading the comeback and paving the way for Cardinal Gibbons to win this contest. Chapel Hill, though, had a great game from a couple of different players. What a job by Ricky McDowell, the sophomore tailback for the Tigers, with a 100-yard rushing game in just his second varsity start, and he also scored his first touchdown as a Tiger on the varsity level. Keep in mind, he is the fourth player for Chapel Hill to start at tailback this season. Usually that position is pretty firmly ensconced, just like quarterback is, but great job tonight by Ricky McDowell. And then you had the play of Brandon Wendell in the first half as he scored three touchdowns in the first half, passing the ball Grant DeSelm, 14 of 31 for 173 yards and two touchdowns. Chapel Hill, not playoff eligible yet. They are 3-6. They are 2-3 in the Big 8 Conference. Next week, they will be at Pittsboro Northwood. We'll have that game here on chapelboro.com and WCHL. And, of course, another game we'll have next week. We will see Cardinal Gibbons in action once again. The long-awaited matchup between Cardinal Gibbons and Orange. That will be at Allman Stadium in Hillsboro. At last report, Orange was leading Oxford Webb 42-0 in Granville County. So it looks like the Panthers will be 9-0 going into that game. Gibbons, after escaping here tonight with the victory, will go in 7-2, one game out of first place in the Big 8 Conference that's currently held by Southern Durham, who also won tonight, beating Cedar Ridge and, of course, Orange as well. And the Spartans and the Panthers meet in the season finale at Southern Durham. Well, we want to thank Hartford Zirkle for the yeoman's work that he did. Hartford, we'll talk to you more next week. And wherever we are, whether we're in Pittsboro or in Hillsboro, you'll have a lot to say. Thank you. And thanks to Alex Smith back at our studios and McClamrock Hall in Chapel Hill, and thanks to you for listening. Fantastic game here tonight. Cardinal Gibbons comes out on top. They beat Chapel Hill 47-36. For Hartford Zirkle and Alex Smith, I'm Jeff Hamlin saying goodnight from Raleigh.